Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. The AP is out with some breaking news this morning that North Korea and South Korean leaders will meet April 27th in a historic summit. On the domestic front, there is jockeying happening among House Republican leadership. Rachel Bade traveled to an oil rig off the Gulf Coast to talk with House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who didn't rule out a run for Speaker if Paul Ryan steps down. His allies, Rachel Report, say he would only run if House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy couldn't win. But here's what this means. Scalise's interest in the speakership is now public. So whether he meant it or not, there is now an alternative to Kevin McCarthy. Charlie Mattesian has the 30,000-foot look in Politico magazine, where he writes that the primaries this cycle have shown one thing to be true. The Bernie wing of the Democratic Party is beating the establishment. The New York Times has a big story reporting that Trump's lawyers raised the prospect of pardons for Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort. John Dowd, who resigned as Trump's lawyer last week, discussed offering pardons to influence their decisions about whether to plead guilty or cooperate with Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. And there's a series of stories on VA Secretary David Shulkin being out and Trump's doctor, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, in at the VA. Joanne Keenan reports that Jackson is telegenic, but as a career Navy physician, he has never run anything like the Veterans Affairs bureaucracy or been caught in the Washington crossfire. Shulkin wrote a piece in the New York Times that his ouster has more to do with a difference in philosophy with others in the VA who wanted to privatize the system. A telling quote. He writes, "As I prepare to leave government, I am struck by a recurring thought. It should not be this hard to serve your country." Shulkin was the last Obama-era cabinet holdover. He was confirmed 100-0. The continued shakeup has also remade Jared Kushner's role, the Wall Street Journal is reporting. Kushner has significant policy differences with incoming National Security Advisor Josh Bolton. Well, the New York Times has a piece up that HUD Secretary Ben Carson has scaled back fair housing enforcement. And there continues to be more Hope Hicks fallout. New York Magazine is detailing the cutthroat battle to be the next comms director, while Nancy Cook and Andrew Stuccia report that Trump is slow walking the replacement, and that while Mercedes Schlapp has an ally in John Kelly, Tony Saeg has one in Hope Hicks. We've got a first in playbook. Sister District is jumping into 15 state races. The group, which organizes local volunteer teams to support Democratic candidates in state elections, is announcing the first series of candidates it will support in Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Washington, in an effort to flip chambers, hold majorities, and make inroads in gerrymandered states. And today, Jake and I are in North Carolina. We're sitting down with Governor Roy Cooper here for our first Playbook University in the state at Penn Pavilion at Duke University. Doors open at 11:45 a.m., and you can watch on the live stream. And finally, Trump's Thursday. The president is headed to Ohio today. He will give remarks on his infrastructure initiative in Richfield, Ohio. He will then fly to Palm Beach, Florida. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.